We got Coach Taylor James swinging by here
for
us.
As we start our Gatorade postgame, we're going to have your Valley Imports postgame coaches interview with linebackers coach Taylor James. And I tell you what, if there's anything I wanted to do in this first game is test out the new heart.
That's one hell of a way to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, golly, yeah.
Okay, so first things first. Obviously, you got some momentum in that second quarter. You're down 27-15 at the half. What did you guys talk about in the halftime with the defense? Was it more about execution, or was there any kind of scheme changes you guys wanted to do to make things different?
Small tweaks, but nothing extreme. Definitely was, you know, building confidence back in it. Like, hey, you're right there, man. Just make the play. So definitely a lot of that stuff. And to that credit, you guys said it before of how do you keep calm and stuff. We got the best kids in the world, man.
Yeah.
And they sit there and they keep calm. They look everything in the face. They're not, they're unfazed by everything. And it's great.
You forced a couple turnovers in the second half after the offense kick started. I mean, just from your perspective, watching those linebackers, watching the D linemen, watching them do their thing, but all three phases feeding off of each other. I mean, how important is that, and how do they do that tonight?
For sure. We're great on the special teams units from everybody. We had, everybody chipped in some sort of way. You know, disruption out of a defensive lineman, disruption out of a linebacker. You guys are asking me about Kenan. Kenan's damn near a defensive back. Catches that interception at the end, that sort of stuff. So it's huge for us. A big contribution, getting great field position on return teams, getting the punt off here at the end of the game. I know that seems like a small thing, but that's a nerve-wracking play for a lot of people.
Yeah,
so
you
big
see,
for us.
Yeah, you could see the nerves on your freshman punter. Obviously, there's a few things he wants to go back and work on. But I know you're the defensive coach, but talk about the offense, because quite honestly, you're down 21-0, but once you finally got that first drive and got in the end zone, I know there was a turnover. There was a big, big part in the key to this turnaround, but it seemed like after that first drive, and then, of course, you turn around 60 seconds later and get that other touchdown, it seemed like the offense finally, like, okay, we know what's going to work. We know how to do this, and then, boom, it was so effective on that offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they're clicking, man. They know when they got it, and it's just special to see our receivers. Like, those guys have grown. I've been here 3 years now. All those dudes, for the most part, are a little bit older. See some younger guys. Kelly Johnson hasn't played that much.
Yeah.
Man, makes a big play. He looks like the ghost of Gage Florence already or something. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So they did a great job of protecting, giving them enough time. It's hard when those guys can pin their ears back when they know they're coming, and our offensive line stares them down. So, I mean, it's an all-around team effort. Score 44 points. That's pretty special out of those guys.
At least last thing I got for you. I'm sure you can't say all of it. But when Kenan secures the interception, there was 7 seconds left. What was the emotions like on the coaches' headsets?
I teared up a little bit. That kid has gone through so much. He's a kid that fights through adversity. Had tough conversations with him. It's not fun to go corner to Sam linebacker.
Yeah.
And to be blunt with you, be a rotational Sam linebacker. It's not like he's the number one starter. But coming in a big game, making plays like that, that you couldn't be happier for a kid who fights through adversity like that. And he's not the only one,
yeah.
But he's a great example of that. And like I said, pointing back to you guys of like staying calm, that comes from Coach Lockway, and those kids are awesome. They're excellent.
Yeah. So there's so many teams that would just mail it in after they're down 3 touchdowns with the start of the game. Not this Dragon team, not now, not ever. So, I mean, just congratulations, Coach. Great win.
Thank you.
Obviously, game one, week one, things to clean up. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Always fun to survive a week one.
You survived not one, but 2 interviews with us today.
Yeah.
That's a big win in itself.
I realized I said a damn and a hell there. I don't know if that's too bad or not.
You know what? It happened.
Exactly.
We'll fix that.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach. That's linebackers coach Taylor James with your MSUM Dragons.